Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there. We'll help you there, small business. Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton W. Folsom Jr. is our guest. Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, the co-author of FDR Goes to War, along with Anita. I always like to make sure we say Anita's name.
Yes. She wrote half that book with
That's
me.
Right. That's right. So make sure she knows that we always give her credit.
I will be sure to tell her.
We're talking about the origins, the headwaters of the financial crisis, the fiscal situation we've got right now. And you say, Bert, that the progressive rights, the Economic Bill of Rights that President Roosevelt initiated in the 1930s is the headwater of the financial crisis we got, because he said everybody is entitled to a job, and
right.
from that Bert came the concept of you're entitled to a living wage, isn't it? That's a natural
yep.
extension, isn't it?
Right, and the same with the right to education, and the same with the right to a home, because all of those questions, in addition to imposing costs on other people to give you those rights, there is a larger question: what kind of job, what kind of home, what kind of education?
How much money? How much should you be paid?
How much should you be paid? Should the home be big, small? Should it be furnished or unfurnished?
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you think about it, let's continue them on out. As I said, you got a right to a job, and in fact, it said you've got a right to a job. To a useful and remunerative job. Not just
yes.
a job, but you have to have a fulfilling and a well-paying job.
Isn't that
you have
silly.
A right to,
a, right
well,
to
guess
a
what,
useful
folks,
job?
Well, guess what, folks? You don't have a right to that. You have a right to have the ability to pursue that job, but you don't have the right to the job.
That's what the founder said.
That's
there
right.
was the right to life, liberty, and
that's
the
what
pursuit.
The marketplace says today. But that's not what government has been saying. Also, and I want to come back to this, and you and I have talked about minimum wage here on the show before. This is also part of the minimum wage debate, but worse than the minimum wage is the concept of a living wage.
Yes.
Which many
right.
progressives still talk about.
Right, right, because what constitutes a living wage? When we look, for example, and hear that almost one-fourth of poor people today have flat screen TVs.
Yeah,
what does all this living wage include? Well, it includes a flat screen TV. It includes air conditioning. But none of these things.
169 channels on cable and things like that.
None of this we even had when you and I were growing up,
right,
Jim.
Right.
Which suggests that the living wage is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. It includes more, and it's going to be more expensive.
Well, the thing that I keep asking people. That I think we all have to ask anybody whenever people talk about things like these rights, or when they talk about whatever it may be, healthcare, whatever. You always have to ask this question: who is going to pay for this? Where is the money going to come from?
And in free speech, it imposes zero costs on anybody. If you have a right to life or a right to pursue happiness, it imposes zero costs on society.
Right. I want to take this thing, but pardon me, in the time we have left,
sure.
I want to take this thought about every family has a right to a decent home. Now, that was part of Franklin
yes.
Roosevelt's Economic Bill of Rights. Well, that, in a lot of ways, we can say, and I even argued this yesterday. Well, I have a tax attorney who was on yesterday, and he says, we shouldn't be getting all these mortgage deduction benefits. He says that's costing us a lot of money. And I said, but wasn't home ownership, didn't it become part of the American dream? And I do think that that's right, but we've taken this right to a good home so far that it became the mortgage bubble that we have, that we wound up with in 2008, right?
Yes, That's the logical extension. If you have a right to a home, then we need to create the situation. In other words, low interest rates, easy borrowing, and that.
The people who took the standards off of lending in the last decade, they took that right to a home thing too far, didn't they?
They did, with the Community Reinvestment Act, which started actually in the 1970s, but was intensified in the 1990s and early 2000s.
That's right. So they put Roosevelt's idea of a right to a decent home on steroids, probably to a point that he wouldn't even have liked.
It's possible, but Roosevelt envisioned a society with a huge government. Mm-hmm. And so government is going to be needed to give people these homes, these flat-screen TVs, and so on. And so it was going to be a big government. Whether Roosevelt, I think Roosevelt did think it would work. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, the reason he could envision it and imagine it and think that it might have worked in the 30s is because, you know, we were a long way away from where we are right now.
It's true, but Roosevelt was setting up a tax system that would pay for this.
Yeah.
We're going to get, under his administration, withholding.
Right.
We're going to get a mass tax. Only 5% of the people paid income taxes when he went into office. Mm-hmm. 65% of American families paid taxes.
But he was able to do that. Today, we've maxed out all that. We've maxed out all the taxing options. We've maxed out the America's competitiveness has been compromised. Over, you know, in those days, you know, we were headed toward America being the most competitive nation in the world. Today, we don't have that. We don't enjoy that benefit.
Roosevelt assumed that you could get rid of the rich and everything would be all right. The tax rate on rich people was 94% on all people with incomes over $200,000.
Hold on to that thought, Bert. We're going to come back, folks, after these messages and talk about whether America can handle the truth about debt and the growth of the economy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.